time for Sarah and her backstage pass.
Hi, Carl. Tonight I'm going to talk about two movies that are playing in theaters. First up, and just in time for the end of summer, Back to the Drive-In. Director and writer April Wright has created another documentary follow-up film to her historical movie, Going Attractions, the definitive story of the American drive-in movie. The new drive-in movie focuses on the families who work so hard to keep their drive-ins operating for their communities.
March of 2020, all of a sudden we were geniuses because everything had turned into drive-in.
Now that everything's back open again, they're not here.
Drive-in isn't the top of the choice anymore.
We're just trying to keep heads above water and keep rolling right now.
I can highly recommend Back to the Drive-In, as you'll see an up-close and personal look at a part of Americana that is slowly dying again. The film will leave you wanting to pack up your family and head to the drive-in just for the experience. Next up, Bullet Train, rated R. Brad Pitt stars as Ladybug, an assassin and thief trying to steal a silver briefcase filled with money on a bullet train in Tokyo. What he doesn't know is that the train is filled with assassins, all trying to kill each other. Be warned, the film is very bloody and filled with gore.
Talk to me.
You are getting the new and improved me, because if you put peace out in the world, you get peace back.
You might be forgetting what you do for a living. Take the gun.
Every job I do, somebody dies. I'm not that guy anymore.
I actually had a good time watching this film. The humor is hysterical. After all, it is a comedy. The characters are interesting, although the nonstop violence is over the top and the film is too long. I'm Sarah Knight Adamson, your film and TV critic for Sarah's Backstage Pass. Check out Back to the Drive-In and Bullet Train, although with caution.